AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow is making travel dangerous in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and South. Schools and offices in many places are closed. Even the federal government has told most Washington, D.C. area workers to stay home. Bruce Stevenson is there.
Yeah, that's how they do here in D.C. I mean, we're closed too, but I didn't get the text message. I was already gone. I live far out, so I wasn't turning back around.
Thousands of people in the region don't have power, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory.
Even though the wintry precipitation is ending, we will continue to see down trees and power lines as they succumb to the weight of the ice.
Even Mardi Gras partiers had to button up in New Orleans with unseasonably low temperatures in the 30s and 40s. Late yesterday, a federal judge blocked an order from President Obama that may spare millions of immigrants here illegally from being deported. This morning, the White House is promising to appeal. Our Mark Smith is there.
A statement from Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the Supreme Court and Congress have made clear the president can set priorities for enforcing immigration laws, which is all Obama's done here. Earnest says the Texas judge has wrongly gone against five decades of precedent and common sense.
Still no word on what caused that train derailment in West Virginia yesterday that threatened the water supply of nearby residents. A train hauling more than 100 tankers of crude oil went off the tracks during a snowstorm. Fire crews decided to let the tanks burn themselves out. Only one injury. Ukraine says the rebels have violated the ceasefire there after the rebels claim to have taken an important rail city called Sibaltseva. The UN says this morning the war in eastern Ukraine has killed almost 6,000 people. The Dow opened lower. It's down now about 32 points. This is AP Radio News. The Westminster Kennel Club dog show is underway at Madison Square Garden in New York. Our Julie Walker is there.
To the owners of the more than 2,700 pooches set to take part in the Westminster Dog Show, it's like the Super Bowl, World Series, and Daytona 500 of dogdom. One giant bark in the park. Ryan Still is the handler for Ryder, a Pomeranian competing.
A lot of dogs retire at this show, and they, from the very beginning, it was their aim to make this the best show that they had and the day that they can retire on top.
The winner, or best in show, as they say at Westminster, will be crowned Tuesday night. Julie Walker, New York.
For the first time since they left Lake Placid with their Olympic gold medals, all 19 surviving members of the 1980 USA hockey team are returning tomorrow night to relive their miracle on ice moment. They beat the odds and defeated the Soviet Union 4-3. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.